Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaikwan Eddingham, and here at the 8L Public Library, speaking with the programming specialist, Lily Swores. And Lily, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome, as we are approaching the month of July. Summer is here in full force, and you have your summer reading program. I know you guys had your kickoff in June and stuff, but I realized last time I didn't even ask you if people wanted to participate, how do they go about doing that? So if you can explain what the process is like for your summer reading program.
Sure. So our summer reading is available for all ages, and we break that down by ages. So we do it based on the time that you read rather than how many books that you read. So it's more equitable. It's a more equitable way to track reading. And so for each age, it's a little bit different. Obviously, we're not going to have our 0 to 3 year olds reading 45 minutes. Right. It's a little ridiculous. I think it's 0 to 3 is 15 minutes, 4 to 17 is 45 minutes, and then adults is 60 minutes. And reading, we are not strict about what that looks like. It could be reading a billboard. It could be reading a newspaper. If you are an audiobook listener, then you can track that time. If an adult is reading to their child or a child, and they can track that time on their sheet and the child's sheet. And then for different ages, there are half mark and quarter mark prizes. So for some of the ages, they can stop in and get a raffle ticket for one of our prizes in their age group. Our theme this year is gaming, and it's Level Up at Your Library. So it's centered around gaming. So those prizes are kind of geared towards that. For our adults, there are end of the year prizes that they get another raffle ticket. But for our younger ages, it is the end of the summer pool party. And that is happening at the 8L Aquatic Center. Also, you can track programs on there. So a program is a square on your sheet. Any kind of program, story time. Again, if adult takes a child to story time, they can have that on their own sheet and on the kids' sheet. Any programming, any elementary programming, teen programming those ages come to, they can count that as the mark on their sheet. So there's lots of different ways that you can count summer reading to get towards the end goal. And we hope that you can stop in, sign up, you'll get your sign up prizes. Right now we're also handing out bowling passes. So stop in, maybe they'll be different next time. But yeah, that's what we've got going on for them.
Awesome. Well, thanks for running us through all of that. So yeah, make sure you stop into the 8L Public Library and sign up for the summer reading program. Now let's get to some of your special programs that you guys are continuing here in the summer. And coming up here on Tuesday, July 1st, it's the In Real Life Super Mario Party Jamboree. And so what's happening here?
Yeah, so Shaikwan and maybe longtime listeners might remember that last fall I did a Super Mario Party in real life.
Yep.
Super Mario Jamboree just came out in October of last year, which is just like Mario Party, Super Mario Party on steroids, basically. And so similar to last year, we're gonna play some mini games. They'll be broken down into teams being represented by a Mario Party character. And it'll just be some fun, silly competition stuff. This is a registered event for first through fifth grade. So if you are interested, go to our website, adelpl.org, and register.
Awesome. Okay, well, that is, again, coming up July 1st, 2 to 3 p.m., so make sure you stop out for that. And then some of your elementary programs coming up on July 9th, it is the Reading Dragons Party. So, yeah, what's all this about?
So, for our 12 to 17 ages, for our summer reading, part of their summer reading is that they can win these packs of cards, similar to like Pokemon cards, but they're dragon cards. This is a program that came out of a library in Ohio where they had these cards and it became this huge national thing. And so this year for summer reading, the company that we get our summer reading materials with commissioned an artist to make specific cards for summer reading. Throughout this month and into July, all of these kids have been collecting these cards, and there's a game that you play with them that's kind of similar to like rock, paper, scissors. It's a really simple game, but we wanted them to have a space and a time where they could come in and play and also trade their cards, because that is a huge part of the game too, is trading packs of cards. So that's what that is. They'll also be able to make their own deck box that has the art on it and do some other fun activities.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that sounds really great. So cool. Again, that is for kindergarten through fifth graders. And then you have something for the tweens coming up the next day on July 10th. Esports obviously is becoming a bigger and bigger thing. So it looks like you got a program for that.
For this program, we're partnering with the ADM esports coach, Chris Hatchett. And he's going to be bringing in electronics that we don't have at the library for kids to learn about different esports. He is really great. He knows a lot. He's very knowledgeable. He's obviously run this program at ADM, and we're super excited that he agreed to work with us this summer. So this is for 4th through 8th grades, kind of a weird, not our usual grade breakdown. So it is also a registered program, and we have it for 3 Thursdays throughout July. So the first one is on July 10th, but we also, he'll be here on July 17th and July 24th. So okay. If you're not able to come to that 10th one, we have other opportunities for you.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the programming specialist, Lily Swores at the Adel Public Library. And Lily, as we continue to go through a couple more programs for your tween and teens, Nerf Battle. I know this is something that goes on, but you're having your next one more towards the later half of July.
Yeah, I think that if we did a Nerf Battle every week, it would still be our most popular program. So yes, we have our Nerf Battle coming up. It's our 6th through 12th grades, and we have introduced some new games that we don't usually play, kind of following the theme of summer reading. So that's 6th through 12th grade. It's at 2 to 4 on that Friday. It is a registered event, so again, go online and register. We also ask that if you bring your own Nerf gun, it needs to be 6 bullet capacity max. Okay. It also can't be an automated Nerf gun. Also, no Nerf knives, please, and thank you. It's a popular program every time. They get so excited for it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, that's great to know. And so, yeah, looking forward to July's. Another popular program, I feel, is the Dungeons & Dragons. So you got School of Adventure coming up Saturday, July 19th.
Yeah, so this is a partnership with the Delt Hand, which is a company in the Des Moines central area. They do a lot of different things. We've had a pop-up from them. We have another pop-up that we'll talk about shortly coming up from them. But they do Dungeons & Dragons School of Adventure. We do have our own Dungeons and Dragons library event that's run by Amy. This one is not run by Amy. Okay. I'm sorry to break hearts. But he is going to come in. He's going to run a mini campaign. And if you have no experience with D&D and you want to learn about it and learn how to run a campaign, this is definitely the event for you. It is for our teens, but it's also for adults. So this is also a registered event. So this program is for middle school through adulthood. So again, a wide age range for anybody with any, you know, varying interests of D&D.
Awesome. Okay. So yeah, really great programs there. Again, we're speaking here with the programming specialist, Lily Swores at the Adel Public Library. Lily, a couple more things to finish up here. Coming up on July 23rd, Science Center of Iowa. Boom. Okay. So what's this about?
Again, we're partnering with Science Center of Iowa. We've had so many great partnerships throughout this summer. We're really excited and thankful for all of our partners. But the Science Center is going to come out and they're going to have some liquid nitrogen. They're going to have some combustible gases.
Wow.
This will be happening indoors. Okay. So it won't be super crazy, but it will be a really fun presentation about science and why things explode.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Well, come to find out more. Again, that's on July 23rd. And then as we end here, you already mentioned obviously the Delt Hand and adult board game pop-up. This is happening on July 30th, so towards the very end of the month. And so talk about what this one all entails.
Yeah, so again, the Delt Hand, they have a collection of like 600 board games. Wow. Or something like that. But they'll choose a selection of about 200 that are appropriate for adults. And then it's just, you come in, you try some games. They're all really knowledgeable about the games that they have. And so they can walk you through. If you have any questions or are confused, they're really good about explaining everything. So super chill, super fun program. Just drop in, drop out as you see fit. They do have all of their games compiled in a spreadsheet. So if you are interested in seeing their collection or you want them to bring like a specific game that you've been wanting to try, you can find that link in our calendar in the event. If you click on the event and then hit more details in the description, there'll be a hyperlink. You can click on that and it'll take you to that site.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for going through. Of course, you have a lot more programs as well. Before we go, you can just remind everyone of the website or how to get a hold of you guys.
You are more than welcome to stop in and ask any questions. All of our staff knows what's going on. They're very committed to making summer reading the best. You can also call us. Our phone number is 515-993-3512. If you have questions specifically about programming, my extension is 107. Feel free to call me about any questions. And then, of course, our website, that's one-stop shop for all kinds of information, and that is adelpl.org. Also, something that I forgot to mention, we will be closed on July 4th.
Oh, yes.
And then we'll also be closed that following Saturday on July 5th. Lots of fun things happening throughout the month, just not those 2 days.
Awesome. Again, yeah, thanks for mentioning that. We've been speaking here with the programming specialist, Lily Swartz, at the Adel Public Library. Lily, thank you so much for running us through everything in July. It continues to be busy, so get your rest when you can.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.